Next, I want to talk about the loan application, and figured I'd do that using an example of a loan application form. You can find an example and just by doing a Google search for Fannie Mae Form 1003. The Form 1003 is what's known in the industry as the Fannie 1003. It's the Uniform Residential Loan Application. So let's just see the information that's collected on a loan application. So first, you find out whether it's a borrower or a borrower and a co-borrower. Then you find the type of mortgage loan. Could be VA, FHA, conventional, all that stuff. You see the amount, the interest rate, number of months, the amortization type. You see the fixed rate, ARM, JIPM, other. Then we have the legal description of the property, the purpose of the loan, whether it's purchase, refinance, there's also construction financing, whether it will be a primary residence, secondary residence, or just an investment property, and that stuff. Okay, then we have some basic demographic information about the borrower, about the co-borrower, includes dependents, where they live, former addresses. Then there's employment information. By the way, a lot of the information that's on the application will be subsequently verified by the lender using third-party information, typically. That would, for example, the employment will be verified by contacting the employer. Okay, the next thing we have is monthly income and expenses. There used to be pretty standard limits on the ratio of housing expenses to monthly income that would be allowable for a mortgage loan. It used to be something like 28% of monthly income could be housing expenses. So that's what this is trying to get at. It's not maybe as important nowadays. But again, sorry, going, this income is something that the lender will try to verify, typically, verify that you do have the income you claim. Then we have assets and liabilities, and again, you used to be, sort of ratios for total liabilities or net liabilities to income that would be allowed. So they look at what you have as available as assets, and then they also look at other outstanding loans you have to see whether you're taking on too much debt relative to your income. Again, this all can be verified by third parties. Okay, this is just more on assets and liabilities. Finally, there are some the exact details of the transaction. In terms of sort of where the money, when the borrower brings a down payment in, where that's going to be going. There are these declarations. Then I'm looking at number 8 of, are there outstanding judgments and things like that. Again, that can be verified by running a credit report. A lot of that, a lot of that information. And then there's some. I guess some information that the government uses to track demographics, and I think that's it for the mortgage loan application.